Hey, Salt, we have your sister Heather on the phone with us right now because your sister Heather lives in North Carolina. Heather, nice to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to meet you as well.
So she lives in a danger zone state,
yes,
as we're calling them. You got North Carolina as one of the states that is very high with COVID-19. And my sister and her two boys were planning a trip to come up here.
How nice.
No.
I know. I'm so excited.
The governor says no.
Well, she can come, but Heather, you have to stay for 2 weeks.
That wouldn't be a problem. We would love it. The kids would have so much fun playing with your kids. It's going to be great.
No, we don't want you for 2 weeks. If you were going to come up, it'd be like for 4 days. But if you guys had to be here for 2 weeks, I would go nuts.
What?
So you're actually telling your sister that she can't come and visit?
No, I'm not. The governor is.
No, he says I can come, but I just have to be there for 2 weeks, but I have the time.
So now when you come, are you just going to leave the kids with us for 2 weeks, and are you going to quarantine somewhere else, or what are you going to do?
I can do that. Since you suggested it, I will take you up on that offer.
You know what? There's a gorgeous little hotel down along the shoreline, Heather, that I think you would just love. Manny's, Petty's. You can watch the ocean all day long.
I have not had one of those in forever. That sounds really good.
All right, let me ask
this idea.
Let me ask this question, Heather. What the hell are you guys doing down there that it's so bad? Is anyone wearing a mask? Have you seen anybody with a mask?
Here it's maybe like 40-50%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I live in a retirement area.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, the older population seems to be a little more educated on it. But no, the younger populations, it's amazing. My kids are like the only ones in the stores with the masks on.
What do you do when you
go into the store very often?
When you see someone without a mask, do you say something or you just get the hell out of there?
No. I mean, it is not worth the fight you're going to have. I am completely shocked over who's not wearing masks. And, you know, I'm a healthcare provider. I'm in that environment all the time. And I'm one of those people that stands at the front door of the hospital and takes your temperature when you come in. And I will, where's your mask? People are just not thinking about anybody else.
Yeah.
They're just not realizing that half of the point of the mask is to protect other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like they're willing to take the risk for themselves and without concern for someone else. And it's amazing to watch.
So we're going to push this visit to like what, 2022, you think? 2024?
Well, I watch your children grow up on FaceTime. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, pretty much. You're never going to be able to see the children in person again.
Is Auntie Heather a real person?
She's digital.
Since it's been practicing, holding the baby across the street and playing with the little girl.
Oh, boy.
For your two to come, man.
Oh, boy. Well, so what would happen if we go down there to visit? Then when we come back, do I have to just stay home for 2 weeks?
You have to stay here for 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah. Maybe we can do that.
That might be a good option.
You guys are stuck between a rock and a hard place down there. I hope everyone starts wearing their mask a little bit more down in North Carolina, Heather.
Well, it's now the governor finally put a mandate in.
So good.
It's technically, as of why they wait, but as of 5 o'clock on Friday, everybody has to be masked.
All right.
So live it up for the rest of the week, North Carolina. All right, Heather. Thank you so much for calling today. We appreciate it.
I'm not sure I like that I called.